Huh. PMP, CAPM, or even ACP. What about hands-on experience? Wait, that's the wrong question we probably should be asking. Here's really what makes a top PM, or I should say project manager. Are you balancing theory with real-world application, or is your approach adaptable enough for today's fast-paced market? Welcome back again, family. I go by the name of ED. Let's just jump into the content with no further ado. What makes a better project manager, accreditation or practical job application? Point number one, real world application sharpens skills. How I'm going to break this down, family, I'm going to give you four real world applications and then four accreditation. And I'm going to blend them in together. You'll know when it's coming because I'm going to call it out. So real world application. Practical experiences help you apply theories in an unpredictable situation, making you more adaptable. Let's be honest. Experience allows you to handle real-world challenges that aren't covered in books. A lot of times what happens, family, is that we can get caught up in chasing certifications. We can get caught up in chasing degrees. We can get caught up in chasing another opportunity that makes us look like we know what we're doing. Okay, maybe I'm talking about myself, but what I am saying is that it took the real world to apply what I learned to understand that the only way these certifications meant anything, the only way these certifications or applications were going to be applicable is if I applied them to real world challenges. Here's my actionable advice. Actively seek out challenging projects that can push you to solve unique problems and learn through hands-on experience. Point number two, accreditation bridges the knowledge gap for new PMs. You know what happens a lot of times, and I see this a lot, and I said I wasn't gonna say anything, but it wouldn't be me if I didn't. A lot of newcomers that come into this thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with, called project management, they will go after certifications, which I think is a good strategy. But while they're going after after these certifications, sometimes they miss the point of trying to find a project management role in the meantime. And I know what you're thinking. You're probably saying, well, a lot of job opportunities won't hire me unless I have a CAPM or PMP or ACP or this or these type of certifications. And you're right. Or you probably may say, especially if you're an experienced project manager, you'll tell me, well, I got 10, 15 years of experience in project management, and I never needed a certification. And that's a good case as well. But I really believe for newcomers, certifications offer a structured way to learn essential project management principles. This is a faster route to becoming effective in the role. How can you talk about the applications of project management and or the principles of project management if you've never even went through a course, even a beginner's course, or going after a CAPM certification, at minimum, a CAPM certification? And I'm not telling you something that I heard. I'm not telling you something that I think. I'm telling you something that I know. This is the strategy that I took. I actually went and got a CAPM when I was transitioning into the profession of project management. So here's my actionable advice. If you're new to the field, focus on obtaining an entry-level certification like a CAPM. Because trust me, when you're in a job interview and they ask you, well, what's the difference between a project management plan and a project schedule? And you think they're the same, which still some experienced project managers do, but I digress. Then you won't be able to articulate that, because I believe a job opportunity if you're coachable, which going after your certification, it deems that you're coachable. But if you're coachable, I can teach you the job. And teaching you the job then allows you to develop your own experiences and watch this, family, apply accreditation, meaning CAPM, PMP, ACP, or any PMI certification, along with the experience that you have. Here's my next actionable advice. Apply the principles you learned immediately. Let me park here parenthetically. I know this is going to be a tough episode for some, and some are going to appreciate it. For those that appreciate it, I appreciate you. For those that it's going to be tough for, I also appreciate you. One of the things you cannot get guilty of, and I got guilt, and I put my name in that hat, and I've shared this with the family many of times, is that I'll go get this certification and I'll be super excited that I got this certification. But you know what I didn't do? I didn't apply what I learned from the certification. Number one, meaning the principles and the processes, and experimented with those. I just went back to doing the job the same way that I did. And I realized, what was the point of going through this experience of getting your CAPM or even getting your PMP? And you're not taking that new knowledge that you've identified, that you stayed up day and night to conquer, and not apply it. So my new project managers, my newcomer to this thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with dearly, apply these principles that you're learning. It makes no sense to get these letters behind your name and you're not applying the real applying it to your real world. Let's move on to point number three. Real world application enhances problem solving skills. Listen, you can read a book, you can take a certification or accreditation, but experience actually forces you to deal with real and unanticipated problems. This helps you become a better problem solver under pressure. You don't know what it's going to feel like. You can sit there and study and study, and if you're not applying and not going through the experience and experimenting with what you learn and adjusting and adapting and saying, because here's another point too. I want to go into this is that when you go after your CAPM and you look at, let's say they're talking about, I think we're this what PMBOK 7 now. So there's been some changes from PMBOK 6. And the thing about it is, if you don't take that practical information and use some of the problem solving techniques that are in PMBOK 7, how are you going to see what works in the organization that you're in and what does not work? Because the PMI or the PMBOK is a standard guide, meaning these are the standards. So pick and pull what's going to work in the current organization that you're in. Here's my actionable advice. Create a habit of documenting the challenges you face. Ooh, I love this. And then the solutions that you implemented. Because, you know, I always talk about, especially my new project managers, keeping a book of the challenges you faced. And this allows you with the aligning solution. Now, this allows you to have, when you go into a different project or a different organization, to have this information to say, okay, let me try this first. Let me test this to see, because this is how I solved it before. And then you get different feedback, like, okay, that's not going to work. Now you're going to have to switch it up. But now you got another way to solve another problem. So look at that. Review these periodically to sharpen your problem solving abilities. Point number four, accreditation teaches global best practices. One thing I love about project management, you cannot tell me anything about it. We can debate about it, but one thing, this is one of those accreditations, sort of like the PMP and CAPM, exposes you to standardized project management practices that are recognized globally. Let's park here. We are in a global economy. We can no longer say, oh, I'm in the States, or I'm in Argentina, or I'm in, no, this is global. What does global mean, family? Global means we are competing across the board for all type of opportunities. So having a body of work like the project management, the PMBOK, it allows us to understand, it doesn't matter where I go in the world, I should be able to pull out the PMBOK and they should have some type of alignment. Maybe they may have tweaked it in a way, but it's still the same thing as far as the PMBOK. So this is amazing. This is why accreditations like the PMP or the CAPM is a great tool for you to have in your tool belt, but you don't just stop there. Let's get the actionable advice. Integrate global practices, best practices into your projects. For example, start implementing agile or lean type mindsets or principles in areas that could benefit more efficiency. Point number five, practical experience fosters stakeholder management. Listen, experience teaches you how to deal with stakeholders and people that you would say, I can't believe that they just asked me this. I'm the project manager. I'm not your butler. I'm the project manager. I'm here to foster relationships, not tear them down. And you don't learn that in a book. You learn that through experience. You learn that through dealing and working with people, people's habits, people's how they respond to certain things, how they'll escalate on you. You have to go through this. I'm sorry, because you can't. The only way to be an exceptional project manager is to go through this. This is why you'll have a lot of experienced project managers get frustrated with people that have gotten received their CAPM or their PMP, but they really don't have the experience because of the fact of they're not open-minded to, hey, yeah, I know that's what you learned from the CAPM and PMP, but you need to combine both what you learn, meaning theory, and then combine the real world together. And a lot of times you'll have some arrogant PMPs or arrogant CAPMs coming in and say, well, I have a certification and you don't. This is how it's done. Well, maybe, but we need to be adaptable. We need to be adjustable. And most of all, we need to keep a framework and a mindset of being professional. Here's my actionable advice. Schedule regular check-ins with stakeholders and actively listen to their concerns. Active listening is the key word. Don't start formulating a response before you actively heard everything. Have you ever been in a meeting or talked with someone before you could even finish? They're already telling you what should be and shouldn't be. And you're like, well, I wasn't even going in that direction. Why is that? Because they were not really active listening to you. They were really just hoping you would hurry up so they can tell you what you need to do. Tailor your communication based on their experience, preference to manage expectations effectively. Point number six, accreditation provides a competitive edge. Okay, now I know I'm probably going to get some pushback from this. And at first, before I even got any of my certifications, I really didn't agree with this point that we're talking about here. But I really understood that if you went into any type of, if you went on Indeed, LinkedIn, and you typed in, and I'm giving some secret sauce away, PMP, CAPM, ACP, and you've seen the job opportunities that were there versus when you just type in project management, and they will say, hey, we're looking for someone that has a PMP or a CAPM type certification. Why is this important? It's because if you're someone that has 10 plus years of experience, yeah, you'll probably have an opportunity to make it through the interview. But if you have that certification plus the 10 years, it shows a different experience as far as saying that you are committed to your craft and you're not interested in your craft. It shows that you're willing to, even though you have all this experience, that you're still willing to make the investment so you can learn and grow into your craft, especially when it comes to managing complex projects as well as high-stake projects. Because there's going to be terminologies and there's going to be opportunities from the PMBOK that you can use and, again, experiment with and take real world experience and tweak it to fit the particular project. Here's my actionable advice. Position your certification as a key differentiator during your job interviews and negotiations to stand out among their other candidates. What that just translates to, family, if you are thinking about getting into project management, one of my recommendations, I always tell anybody, because anybody will come to me and say, hey, I want to get into project management. What do you think I should do? I say, go after your CAPM. At the same time, look for a project management role as a project coordinator or as a, I actually did a whole episode on all the type of entry level project management roles that you could get into. But a lot of people focus on the project coordinator, which is a great opportunity so you can be side by side next to a project manager. Yes, you're probably going to do a lot of the heavy lifting, but that heavy lifting is going to get you prepared to lead your own projects. Point number seven, real world application strengthens risk management. Managing risk in real projects teaches you how to foresee potential issues and implement mitigation strategies based on actual experience. See, one thing about risk management is very tricky is that the more experience you get in leading projects, the better you do have foresight. And having foresight allows you to ask those probing questions like, hey, I see we're spending more money over here on the actual software, and we're not investing any money in the training of the people that are going to actually be using the software. Don't you think we need to allocate some money over to the people that are training? And most people are like, wow, that sounds like common sense, but you will be surprised how many times I've been on a project and they invested so much on this new application and forgot about the training aspects or forgot about the rollout aspect. How much is that going to cost? And who is going to be responsible for leading that initiative? And if you roll out a good software in the organization and if people don't adapt to it, it seems like it's a loss. And it is, because you're not setting the people up, your end user, for success. And these are things you pick up along the way as you're leading projects. So that's why risk management is one of those key attributes. Actually, I'm actually probably even going to be looking at getting a certification in that so I can improve my risk management skill set. Even though I've been in project management more than a decade, I want to be exceptional. I need to be exceptional, and I need you to be exceptional. Here's my actionable advice. Create a detailed risk log at the start of each project. Review it regularly. You know, I always talk about when you set your agenda, risk should be at the top of that agenda. Update your risk mitigation strategies based on new information. Accreditation demonstrates commitment to professional growth. Family, I'm not going to sugarcoat this. I'm just going to keep it all the way 100 with you on this. It's very important that you take the time to make that commitment. I get so frustrated where I may be out somewhere. Someone asks me, well, what do you do? And I say, well, I'm a project manager. I'm a consultant and all these other things. But everything leads back to project management. Oh, I would love to get in that profession. I was like, okay, what have you done so far? Nothing. Okay, what are you going to do? Well, I think I'm gonna do that CAPM thing. Okay, what is that CAPM thing? How is this gonna help you? And it's just those conversations that you'll have, and you'll say, this person is not really committed. They're interested. It looks good. It looks good to get the cap in, but the commitment looks like, hey, I'm going to go get some training, whether that's a Google certification, just to get the basics and understanding down. And then the next step, I'm going to get take a cap in course so I can get prepared. And then I'm going to sit and pass my cap in exam. After I do that, at the same time, I should be looking for a job opportunity around project management. And it does not matter what type of field, whether it's IT, whether it's cybersecurity, whether it's financing, whether it's volunteering. You're looking for an opportunity to help you get that real world experience, that real world practical experience, because this is what you're going to need to grow your actual career. And commitment is so much different than being interested. You know what they always say, people that are interested, if we were going to go jump in the pool, some people that were interested would put their foot in the pool. But the person that is committed, they're jumping all the way in the pool and immersing themselves. And so you have to immerse yourself into this thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with, called project management. So here's my actionable advice. Set aside time each year to take professional development courses. One is coming out soon. I know I keep telling you guys that, but I want to make sure that the course really creates something practical for you, that when you're in an interview, you're able to answer with practical responses, and earn your continual education credits to keep your certification saved. All right, here's my four transformational remarks, and then I'll let you be on your way. We got two accreditations and then two real world. So accreditation bridges the knowledge gap for new PMs. Again, like I stated earlier, for newcomers, certifications offer a structured way to learn essential project management principles, providing a faster route to becoming effective in their role. This allows you, because, you know, I love working with new project managers because it's just like a hunger that they have. It reminds me of myself when I first got started. It's that hunger, that desire, that commitment that makes them, that's one reason why when someone is making a transition from their old career, let's say whatever they were in, to project management, and they're asking me questions, I'm super excited because I really want to work with them. I actually want to mentor them, but I'm already, you know how that is sometimes, and you get so busy. So that's why I'm opening up a mentorship program. It's going to be a free one and a paid one, because I want to work with the serious ones for the pay. Like, I mean, extremely serious, that's looking to fast track what they're doing. Here's an actionable tip again, you know, apply what you've learned. Just don't, you know, that's why I always tell you in these episodes, I'm putting out some great information and you guys are responding super well, which I truly appreciate. But I also ask you, just don't listen. Take what you're listening to and apply it to what you're doing. Point number two, real world application enhances problem solving skills. Again, you have to get that real world experience. You need to go through something to understand how you could have done better with it, or how, what change, how you need to adapt in each time. Because each project, that's why a project is unique. You have to have the ability to adapt. You have to have the ability to work with people. Sometimes they're very negative with regards to, they don't really want to be on this project, and you have to convince them, because they do not report into you the value of that project. How can you do that? How can you be a better problem solver? Better problem solver to me is focusing on solutions and minimizing the time we spend on problems. Point number three, accreditation provides a competitive edge. Again, listen, getting certified is not the end all be all, but it does provide you an opportunity for growth in the job market. But again, experience along with certifications is the one that's going to really help you be successful. And the last and final thing, real world application sharpens skills. Listen, having the ability to continue to get better is being able to apply what you've learned through theory, where I say accreditation, certification, same thing, and applying it to see what really actually works for you. Well, family, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I go by the name of ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, listen, that just simply means Ed. Until next time, I'm out.